This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What's the craziest time karma exposed a victim? As the real abuser? Mid-testimony? Story 1. My cousin Emily dragged her ex, Jason, to court, claiming years of emotional and physical abuse. She cried on the stand, recounting horrible stories of how he allegedly isolated her, broke her self-esteem, and even hit her. The courtroom was dead silent, everyone feeling sorry for her. But Jason's lawyer calmly asked the judge to admit some new evidence. Emily's old private blog, recovered from a deleted backup. The entries painted a very different picture. She bragged about gaslighting Jason, manipulating him into believing he was crazy, mocking him for being too soft, and even documenting how she would fake bruises to get sympathy from her friends. The room shifted instantly. The judge ordered a recess to verify the authenticity of the files, and when the IT forensics confirmed they were hers, Emily's tears dried up fast. The DA immediately launched a perjury investigation. Jason, who had been pale and nervous, suddenly sat up straight, almost in shock. Karma had flipped the entire narrative mid-testimony. Emily left the courtroom in handcuffs, facing multiple charges while Jason was fully acquitted. Story 2. During my time as a junior associate, I witnessed one of the wildest court moments. A woman named Monica accused her neighbor, Mrs. Evans, of assaulting her and causing irreparable emotional harm. She sobbed dramatically, saying Mrs. Evans threw a rock at her during a petty argument about property lines. Halfway through her emotional testimony, the defense lawyer calmly asked if Monica had ever filmed any of their previous arguments. Monica smugly said yes and claimed the videos would prove her torment. That's when the defense dropped the bombshell. They had already obtained the full, unedited footage from Monica's cloud storage, legally subpoenaed. On the video, Monica is clearly seen taunting Mrs. Evans, standing on her own property, throwing objects at Mrs. Evans's house, and at one point, admitting on camera, "Let's see if she'll snap if I push her hard enough." The courtroom gasped. The judge immediately recessed, and by the next hearing, Monica's lawsuit was dismissed, and Mrs. Evans filed charges for harassment and attempted fraud. Monica had basically provided the defense with her own downfall. Story 3. My brother-in-law, Greg, went through a nasty custody battle with his ex, Laura. She portrayed herself as a perfect, loving mother who was terrified of Greg's alleged temper. She had multiple witnesses, mostly friends and her new boyfriend, who testified about Greg's supposed violent outbursts. But then Greg's lawyer requested access to Laura's private group chat messages, which had been legally obtained. As they were read aloud, the courtroom fell silent. In these chats, Laura and her friends openly mocked the court, discussing how they would fake stories to destroy Greg and get full custody. She even texted, "The more scared I look, the more they'll believe me." The judge's face went stone cold. Laura's entire testimony unraveled in real time. The custody was immediately awarded to Greg, and Laura was charged with contempt of court and perjury. The very lies she spun to paint herself as the victim became the rope she hung herself with. Story 4. I served on a jury for a workplace harassment case where a woman named Dana accused her supervisor, Mr. Collins, of sexually harassing her over months. She detailed explicit situations, complete with specific dates and conversations, sobbing as she recounted her trauma. But Mr. Collins's defense team came prepared. They requested phone GPS and office security badge logs. On more than half the dates Dana listed, Mr. Collins wasn't even in the building. In one instance, he was confirmed to be out of state at a conference. Then came the worst part. The IT department recovered text messages between Dana and a coworker where she discussed trying to get Collins fired because he got the promotion I deserved. The texts were damning. The moment the judge ruled the evidence admissible, Dana's face went pale. The jury shifted almost instantly. Collins was cleared, Dana was arrested for filing false claims, and she later lost her job and credibility. Watching Karma flip the courtroom mid-testimony was surreal. Story 5. At my previous job, a manager named Carl was accused of verbally abusing one of his subordinates, Hannah. She filed a formal complaint and cried during the hearing, telling HR how Carl called her stupid, insulted her work constantly, and sabotaged her projects. HR was leaning hard toward firing Carl, until one of Carl's co-workers submitted audio recordings from their team meetings, recorded because they often worked remote. The recordings told a different story. It was Hannah who berated Carl, ignored his instructions, mocked him in front of clients, and constantly belittled his ideas. In one recording, she even said, "I'll take him down if it's the last thing I do." When the HR director played these clips during the testimony, the entire room froze. Hannah's crocodile tears dried up as her lies were exposed in real time. Carl was fully cleared, and Hannah was fired for malicious conduct. The instant reversal was brutal, and karma came for her hard. Story 6. In a small claims case I attended, a tenant named Carl sued his landlord, Mrs. Jennings, for wrongful eviction, claiming she kicked him out unfairly and illegally changed the locks. Carl cried about being homeless and framed Mrs. Jennings as heartless and cruel. Mid-testimony, Mrs. Jennings's lawyer calmly submitted video evidence from Carl's own social media accounts. In several live streams posted just days before the eviction, Carl was bragging about hosting the wildest illegal parties ever, complete with footage of strangers wrecking the apartment, smoking indoors, and destroying property. Even worse, his Instagram messages showed him boasting to friends that he would milk this old lady for everything she's got after she served him multiple eviction warnings due to lease violations. The judge leaned forward, furious. The wrongful eviction claim was thrown out immediately, and Carl was ordered to pay for the damages. His attempt to play the victim publicly only made his real behavior very visible to everyone in the courtroom. Story 7. My coworker Amanda accused her supervisor, Mr. Duffy, of verbal abuse and discrimination after she was written up for poor performance. She claimed in court that Mr. Duffy made degrading comments daily and unfairly targeted her for being a single mother. Her testimony was emotional and dramatic, pulling on the heartstrings of everyone watching. But Mr. Duffy's attorney calmly introduced the company's internal communication logs. Every message, every email Amanda had received was polite, professional, and strictly work-related. Then came the final blow. The company IT team recovered deleted emails from Amanda's account where she was mocking Mr. Duffy to co-workers, plotting how to get him fired, and even writing, "HR will eat this up if I play the single mom card right." The courtroom shifted immediately. Amanda's case collapsed as her lies were exposed mid-testimony. She not only lost the lawsuit, but was terminated for misconduct and defamation. Karma didn't hesitate. Story 8. My friend Lisa was falsely accused of theft by her roommate, Jenna. Jenna claimed Lisa stole thousands in cash, jewelry, and electronics. In court, Jenna wept, saying Lisa had destroyed her financially. While Jenna was on the stand, Lisa's attorney submitted security footage from the apartment building's hallway cameras. The footage showed Jenna herself carrying bags of her own items out in the middle of the night, days before reporting the theft. To make matters worse, bank records showed Jenna had sold several of the supposedly stolen items at pawn shops for cash. As the evidence stacked up, Jenna began shaking and stumbling over her words. The judge interrupted, asking if Jenna wanted to amend her testimony before perjury charges were added. Jenna eventually broke down and confessed to staging the entire theft to cover her personal debts. Lisa was completely exonerated, and Jenna left court facing criminal charges. Story 9. During a child support hearing, a man named Derek tried to claim he was a victim of his ex-wife's manipulation. He testified that she trapped him into fatherhood by lying about birth control and accused her of financial abuse. But Derek's ex-wife calmly waited while her lawyer submitted DNA test results, proving Derek wasn't even the biological father of the child. That was just the start. Then she submitted dozens of text messages where Derek admitted to manipulating her into thinking he wanted kids as part of his plan to later sue her for child support. In one message, he wrote, "Once we have the kid, I'll own her financially for life." The courtroom went silent. Derek's entire testimony crumbled. The judge dismissed his case, fined him for fraud, and ordered an investigation into his prior lawsuits, suspecting a pattern. His attempt to play the victim ended with him being fully exposed. Story 10. In a corporate lawsuit, an employee named...
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Sandra accused her former employer of wrongful termination, claiming she was fired for blowing the whistle on illegal accounting practices. She cried on the stand, insisting she was punished for her integrity. However, the company's legal team presented irrefutable evidence. Company servers contained emails Sandra had deleted, showing she herself had initiated the fraudulent accounting entries she claimed to have exposed. Worse, her manager had actually caught the irregularities and confronted her months before she ever filed her whistleblower complaint, which was only submitted after she was confronted with evidence of her wrongdoing. As the evidence was displayed, Sandra's entire victim narrative unraveled mid-testimony. The judge immediately dismissed her wrongful termination claim and referred the matter to criminal court for fraud and embezzlement. Story 11. A woman named Claire accused her ex-fiancé, Marcus, of domestic abuse and fraud after their engagement ended. She claimed in court that Marcus manipulated her financially, forced her to sign loans under duress, and physically intimidated her throughout their relationship. Midway through Claire's tearful testimony, Marcus's lawyer introduced footage from Claire's own vlogs, private but subpoenaed from her Cloud account. In the videos, Claire boasted about how she got Marcus to co-sign on everything while laughing with her friends. One clip even showed her instructing a friend on how to stage bruises with makeup in case things go south. The judge's face hardened. The vlogs dismantled her entire case live in court. The false abuse claims were dismissed immediately, and Claire faced criminal charges for fraud, perjury, and filing false police reports. Marcus was not only cleared, but later filed a successful countersuit that left Claire financially devastated. The very thing she had tried to do to him. Story 12. During a malpractice lawsuit, a patient named Drayton claimed his surgeon, Dr. Fisher, botched a routine surgery that left him permanently injured. Drayton sobbed while describing his pain and inability to work, and even brought several expert witnesses who testified on his behalf. However, during cross-examination, Dr. Fisher's attorney presented shocking footage from a reality TV show Drayton had secretly filmed for just weeks after his surgery. In the show, he was seen doing extreme sports, including cliff diving, MMA sparring, and heavy weightlifting, all activities contradicting his claims of chronic disability. Even worse, producers provided time-stamped behind-the-scenes footage that proved the injuries were fabricated long after the surgery for the purpose of suing. The judge dismissed the case immediately, warning Drayton of impending fraud charges. Dr. Fisher's reputation was restored, while Drayton's entire public image collapsed overnight. Story 13. At a harassment hearing, an employee named Tasha accused her co-worker Neil of relentless stalking, claiming he followed her home, sent anonymous gifts, and constantly texted her inappropriate messages. She cried on the stand, describing how terrified she was. But Neil's legal team brought receipts. Literally. First, surveillance footage from Neil's apartment complex showed Tasha herself parking outside his building late at night on multiple occasions. Then, Neil's attorney presented phone records proving all the anonymous messages were sent from burner phones traced back to Tasha's credit card purchases. A private investigator had even captured her mailing the so-called anonymous gifts to herself. The judge stopped the hearing and addressed Tasha directly, warning her about the serious consequences of fabricating evidence. Her case fell apart instantly, and she was arrested for stalking and filing false charges. Neil was fully exonerated. Story 14. During a wrongful termination lawsuit, a man named Victor claimed he was fired after reporting hazardous working conditions at his warehouse job. He portrayed himself as a heroic whistleblower, saying management retaliated against him for speaking up. But the company's legal team provided evidence that painted a very different picture. Internal emails showed Victor had been the one disabling safety protocols to boost his personal productivity bonuses. Several co-workers submitted statements confirming they had warned him multiple times to stop his dangerous shortcuts. The defense then showed security footage of Victor bypassing multiple safety barriers, directly violating the policies he claimed to be defending. The judge dismissed Victor's lawsuit immediately and referred the case for criminal investigation into his deliberate endangerment of staff. His attempt to present himself as a victim completely imploded under hard evidence. Story 15. In a bitter inheritance dispute, a man named Kevin accused his sister Laura of forging their late father's will to cheat him out of his share. Kevin cried in court, describing his alleged financial desperation and Laura's cold-hearted betrayal. Halfway through the hearing, Laura's lawyer calmly introduced a surprise witness. The family's longtime attorney, who had personally overseen the father's signing of the will, fully verified by multiple legal witnesses. The attorney also produced video evidence of the signing, something Laura hadn't even known existed. To make matters worse, investigators found text messages on Kevin's phone where he had contacted a document forger weeks before his father's death, attempting to create a fake will favoring himself. As the evidence was laid out, Kevin's face went pale. The judge not only ruled against him, but referred him for attempted fraud and forgery. Laura inherited everything legally, and Kevin left court disgraced. Story 16. In a highly publicized civil suit, a charity organizer named Brian accused a former volunteer, Melissa, of embezzlement. He claimed she stole tens of thousands from the organization, leaving him to clean up the financial mess. During his emotional testimony, Brian portrayed himself as a selfless community leader who was betrayed. But mid-hearing, Melissa's attorney presented forensic accounting reports, revealing that the supposed missing funds had been redirected into Brian's personal offshore accounts. Then came the nail in the coffin, an audio recording secretly made by a whistleblower, where Brian was heard bragging about framing Melissa because she knew too much about his shady bookkeeping. The courtroom fell silent. Brian's attorney tried to object, but the damage was irreversible. The judge not only dismissed the lawsuit, but ordered Brian's immediate arrest on multiple counts of fraud, embezzlement, and witness tampering. Karma hit hard, right in front of everyone. Story 17. A man named Tyler accused his ex-girlfriend, Sophie, of breaking into his apartment, vandalizing his property, and stalking him after their breakup. He dramatically described her as unstable, painting himself as a terrified victim during the court hearing. But Sophie's attorney presented security footage from Tyler's own apartment complex, which showed Tyler himself slashing his own tires, smashing his own windows, and planting evidence of Sophie's alleged vandalism. It got even worse when digital forensics revealed that the threatening messages Tyler claimed were from Sophie actually originated from burner phones purchased using his own credit card. The judge paused the trial, visibly furious, and informed Tyler that criminal charges for filing a false police report, stalking, and destruction of property would be forthcoming. Sophie was cleared entirely, and Tyler left the courtroom escorted by deputies. Story 18. During a workers' compensation hearing, an employee named Carla claimed her boss, Mr. Langston, forced her to operate dangerous machinery that led to a debilitating back injury. She testified about her supposed chronic pain and inability to work. But Mr. Langston's attorney submitted video footage from a recent fitness competition Carla had secretly entered, where she was filmed deadlifting over 300 pounds, sprinting obstacle courses, and performing acrobatics. In cross-examination, Carla tried to argue the footage was old, but the timestamps were crystal clear. Social media posts from Carla's own accounts further confirmed the competition was held just 2 weeks prior to the hearing. The judge had seen enough. Carla's claim was dismissed immediately, and she was referred for insurance fraud investigation. Mr. Langston's spotless record remained intact, while Carla faced serious legal consequences for her lies. Story 19. A small business owner named Don accused his former assistant, Ava, of corporate espionage, claiming she leaked trade secrets to a competitor after being fired. In court, Don detailed how his business suffered massive financial losses due to Ava's supposed betrayal. But Eva's defense team produced company server logs showing that Don himself had sold proprietary information to the competitor while preparing to secretly shut down the business and file for bankruptcy. Even worse, subpoenaed text messages revealed Don bragging to his accountant, "Blame the assistant. No one will suspect me. She's an easy target." The courtroom was stunned. The judge dismissed the case on the spot and ordered an immediate criminal investigation into Don's fraud and attempted scapegoating. Ava walked out with her name cleared and grounds for a major countersuit. Story 20. During a divorce settlement, a woman named Vanessa accused her husband Daniel of secretly draining their joint bank accounts and gambling away their savings. She sobbed while detailing how she and their children were left destitute. But Daniel's attorney introduced banking records that painted a very different story. Vanessa had, in fact, wired over $250,000 to a secret personal account and purchased luxury handbags, international flights, and expensive jewelry for her boyfriend. The kicker? Surveillance footage showed Vanessa and her boyfriend vacationing in Paris during the exact week she claimed to be homeless and penniless. When confronted, Vanessa broke down on the stand, admitting to fabricating her testimony in hopes of gaining full custody and alimony. The judge awarded Daniel full custody and financial control, while Vanessa faced perjury charges and a massive legal bill. Story 21. A man named Ethan filed a harassment lawsuit against his neighbor, Mr. Caldwell, claiming Mr. Caldwell had threatened him repeatedly over property line disputes. Ethan cried on the stand, claiming he feared for his safety every day. However, during cross-examination, Mr. Caldwell's lawyer introduced video footage from Ethan's own security cameras, which had been subpoenaed. The footage showed Ethan himself repeatedly crossing onto Mr. Caldwell's property, damaging his landscaping, keying his car, and screaming threats. The most damning part came when the footage caught Ethan saying into the camera, "Let's see how much I can make off this old man when I sue him." The judge stopped the testimony immediately. Ethan's lawsuit was thrown out, and he was charged with filing a false claim, property destruction, and harassment. The entire courtroom watched Karma destroy his fake victim narrative in real time. Story 22. At a company grievance hearing, an employee named Mia accused her coworker, Simon, of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. Mia testified that Simon constantly made inappropriate jokes and unwanted advances. Simon, calm throughout, waited as his lawyer presented a mountain of chat logs, emails, and surveillance footage. The evidence showed that Mia had actually been aggressively pursuing Simon romantically for months, despite his polite rejections. In one recorded video, Mia was seen cornering Simon at an office party, suggesting if he dated her, she'd make sure his promotion went through. The defense also presented emails where Mia threatened to ruin his career after he refused her. The HR board immediately reversed their suspension of Simon, fired Mia for misconduct, and referred the case to legal authorities for malicious harassment. The story spread quickly in the company, and Simon's reputation was fully restored. Story 23. A man named Patrick sued his former business partner, Leo, claiming Leo had stolen intellectual property and embezzled funds from their joint startup. Patrick testified dramatically, painting himself as a brilliant creator who'd been betrayed. Leo's defense attorney calmly presented a digital forensics report revealing that Patrick had been siphoning money into secret accounts long before any alleged theft. Email records also proved it was Leo who had developed the patented designs, not Patrick. Then came the smoking gun, a secretly recorded phone call where Patrick bragged to a friend, "If I cry enough on the stand, the judge will bury Leo in legal fees. He won't recover." The judge dismissed Patrick's case immediately, referred him for fraud investigation, and awarded Leo full control of the company. Patrick left the courtroom with his entire scheme exposed. Story 24. During a heated child custody battle, a woman named Olivia accused her ex-husband, Mark, of being an abusive alcoholic who endangered their children. She broke down during testimony, claiming Mark regularly drank and drove with the kids in the car. Mark's lawyer introduced data pulled from Olivia's own car insurance telematics, which showed her vehicle had been the one speeding, braking harshly, and traveling erratically during the exact dates she accused Mark of driving drunk. Then came multiple text messages Olivia had sent to a friend bragging, "I got footage of him holding a beer once. The judge will eat that up. I'll say he was driving after." The judge dismissed Olivia's custody petition instantly and sanctioned her for trying to manipulate the court. Mark was granted full custody, and Olivia faced perjury charges. Her plan backfired spectacularly. Story 25. A student named Travis accused his university professor, Dr. Mills, of academic discrimination, claiming his failing grades were a result of bias against his religious beliefs. Travis testified that Dr. Mills constantly mocked his faith and intentionally graded him unfairly. But Dr. Mills's legal team provided all of Travis's original graded assignments and emails. Each assignment showed clear, rubric-based grading with detailed comments explaining the poor scores. Multiple recordings of classroom lectures showed Dr. Mills never referenced Travis's religion at all. The ultimate blow came from Travis's own email, discovered in discovery filings, where he wrote to a friend, "If this doesn't work, I'm screwed. Failing grades won't get me my scholarship back." The university disciplinary board ruled against Travis, cleared Dr. Mills, and expelled Travis for filing false accusations. Karma arrived hard, right in the middle of what he thought would be a slam dunk victim narrative. Story 26. During a public defamation lawsuit, a social media influencer named Brianna accused her former manager, Natalie, of financial abuse, contract violations, and career sabotage. She sobbed in court, saying Natalie stole her brand deals and left her broke. Midway through her testimony, Natalie's lawyer calmly introduced detailed financial records showing Brianna had secretly funneled sponsorship payments into personal offshore accounts, payments that were supposed to be split per contract. Then they played private voicemails Brianna left for a former business partner, bragging, "Natalie's dumb enough to leave a paper trail. This lawsuit will bury her while I walk away clean." The judge's expression darkened as the evidence stacked up. The entire courtroom watched Brianna's carefully built victim image collapse. The case was dismissed immediately, and Brianna faced charges for fraud and attempted extortion. Story 27. A tenant named Laura filed a lawsuit against her landlord, accusing him of refusing to fix black mold that allegedly made her and her child sick. She cried on the stand, showing medical reports and photos of mold patches in the apartment. However, the landlord's attorney brought in an independent inspector who had done a surprise inspection, revealing no trace of mold anywhere in the unit. The attorney then introduced security footage showing Laura herself pouring water behind the drywall and planting mold spores weeks before filing her claim. Even worse, text messages retrieved from Laura's phone showed her telling a friend, "The bigger the mold looks, the more money I'll get in court." The judge slammed down the gavel and dismissed her case. Laura was arrested for fraud and property damage, while the landlord walked out fully vindicated. Story 28. A woman named April filed a harassment lawsuit against her former co-worker, Jenna, claiming Jenna stalked her, sent anonymous threats, and ruined her reputation at work. April sobbed, saying she lived in fear for months. When Jenna's attorney cross-examined April, they presented data from April's own home Wi-Fi router, showing that the anonymous emails and threatening messages all originated from devices connected to her personal network. Further, digital forensics revealed that April had set up multiple fake email accounts in Jenna's name to stage harassment evidence. The courtroom went silent as the IT expert broke down how every fake message was traced back to April's own devices. The judge dismissed the case instantly and referred April for criminal charges. Jenna's name was cleared, while April's carefully crafted victim story collapsed completely. Story 29. A man named Greg filed charges against his co-worker, Daniel, accusing him of sabotage that allegedly caused Greg to miss a major promotion. Greg testified that Daniel had hacked into his computer, deleted files, and deliberately wrecked his work performance. Daniel's legal team responded by presenting company IT logs that showed Greg himself had repeatedly logged into his own files at odd hours, remotely deleting data from his own projects to make it appear as sabotage. It got worse when Daniel's lawyer introduced Slack messages Greg had sent to a friend, boasting, "I'm gonna frame him. If I tank my own project, HR will fire him for tampering." The judge immediately dismissed the claim and referred Greg for termination and legal action. Daniel kept his job, and Greg's scheme backfired spectacularly. Story 30. In a civil suit, a man named Anthony accused his ex-girlfriend Carla of hacking into his bank accounts and draining thousands of dollars after their breakup. Anthony dramatically described her as a vindictive, dangerous woman who ruined him financially. Carla's defense team uncovered IP address logs and security camera footage from Anthony's home. The login attempts on his accounts had come directly from his own devices while he was at home. The final blow came when a forensic handwriting expert matched Anthony's own handwriting to forged letters he claimed Carla had sent him as threats. The judge dismissed Anthony's lawsuit immediately, calling his scheme one of the most brazen attempts at false victimhood I've seen in this court. Carla was fully cleared, and Anthony faced multiple fraud charges for fabricating evidence. Story 31. During a workplace arbitration, a woman named Felicia accused her supervisor, Mr. Grant, of racial discrimination and career sabotage. She testified that Mr. Grant blocked all her promotions and humiliated her during meetings. Mid-testimony, Mr. Grant's attorney calmly presented performance evaluations, peer reviews, and email exchanges, all showing Felicia had consistently missed deadlines, ignored protocols, and refused training sessions. The turning point came when they played audio recordings from staff meetings, where Mr. Grant could be heard offering her support, additional resources, and flexible work plans, all of which she declined or mocked. Finally, chat logs were presented where Felicia texted a coworker, "If I scream racism, they'll have to settle." The panel ruled entirely in Mr. Grant's favor, terminating Felicia's employment for filing false claims and recommending criminal charges for fraud. Karma didn't hesitate. Story 32. A woman named Angela accused her neighbor, Paul, of breaking into her house, stealing jewelry, and stalking her for months. She cried in court, telling the judge she was terrified to even leave her home. Paul's defense attorney presented traffic camera footage and time-stamped credit card records showing Paul wasn't even in the state when most of the alleged break-ins occurred. Even more damning, pawn shop surveillance footage showed Angela herself selling the very jewelry she claimed was stolen, using her own ID. Text messages obtained from Angela's phone revealed she was drowning in debt and thought this would be the perfect way to clear it all up. The judge dismissed her claims instantly and ordered her arrest for filing false charges, theft, and insurance fraud. Paul was exonerated, while Angela left the courtroom in handcuffs. Story 33. In a wrongful termination lawsuit, an employee named Trevor accused his boss, Ms. Harris, of firing him for exposing illegal safety violations. He sobbed while painting himself as a brave whistleblower. Ms. Harris's attorney revealed that Trevor himself was caught on security cameras repeatedly disabling safety mechanisms on equipment to finish his quotas faster. Further investigation showed Trevor was also coaching co-workers on how to bypass safety rules, then secretly documenting these violations to later claim he was retaliated against for reporting them. The judge dismissed Trevor's lawsuit immediately, stating that he created the hazards himself. Ms. Harris kept her job and reputation intact, while Trevor faced criminal charges for endangering his colleagues. Story 34. A college student named Kevin sued his university, claiming his professor unfairly failed him due to political bias. He testified that the professor ridiculed his beliefs and retaliated against him academically. During the hearing, the university's legal team provided Kevin's graded assignments, showing clear, objective rubrics and detailed feedback. The bombshell came when Kevin's private Reddit posts were introduced, where he bragged, "I'm going to take this liberal professor down. All I need is one discrimination claim and a few tears." The judge immediately dismissed Kevin's lawsuit, and the university expelled him for academic dishonesty and filing a fraudulent complaint. His attempt to become the victim completely backfired. Story 35. A woman named Samantha sued her ex-husband, Nick, for domestic violence during their divorce proceedings, claiming years of abuse. She broke down describing brutal incidents in vivid detail. Nick's lawyer presented hospital records, police reports, and therapist notes, not for Samantha but for Nick, showing Samantha had physically assaulted Nick multiple times over the years. Even worse, phone recordings revealed Samantha threatening Nick with statements like, "If you ever leave me, I'll destroy you in court." The judge listened to the recordings, visibly angered. Samantha's accusations collapsed mid-testimony, and she was immediately charged with perjury and domestic assault. Nick won full custody of their children and walked out finally free from her abuse. Story 36. During a defamation trial, a popular fitness influencer named Derek accused his ex-girlfriend, Lana, of spreading lies about him using steroids and abusing clients. Derek cried on the stand, claiming his career was ruined by her false accusations. But mid-testimony, Lana's attorney submitted screenshots from Derek's own private messaging app, where he openly discussed illegal steroid suppliers and admitted to fabricating client progress photos. Then, surveillance footage from the gym was shown, capturing Derek bribing clients to give him 5-star reviews while threatening to blacklist those who refused. The judge dismissed Derek's lawsuit immediately and referred him to law enforcement for fraud, blackmail, and drug possession. Lana's name was cleared instantly as Derek's carefully crafted victim narrative crumbled in front of everyone. Story 37. A man named Connor filed for a restraining order against his ex-roommate, Luke, claiming Luke had broken into his home and threatened him multiple times. Connor wept in court, describing how terrified he was to sleep at night. However, Luke's attorney presented smart lock logs and home security footage showing that Connor had staged multiple break-ins himself while Luke was out of town. Further forensic evidence revealed Connor had installed a second phone line to send threatening voicemails to himself, all to create a paper trail for court. The judge's face hardened as the evidence was laid out. Connor's restraining order was denied, and he was arrested for filing false police reports, tampering with evidence, and attempted fraud. Luke walked free, fully vindicated. Story 38. At a workplace harassment trial, a junior employee named Brittany accused her supervisor, Ms. Lowe, of physically assaulting her during a disagreement. Brittany described violent behavior, shoving, and threats in vivid detail. Ms. Lowe's legal team produced security camera footage from the exact moment Brittany described. The footage showed Brittany aggressively confronting Ms. Lowe, getting inches from her face, and throwing a file folder at her. At no point did Ms. Lowe touch Brittany. To make matters worse, audio captured Brittany telling another employee minutes later, "She's done. One push, one little cry, and I've got her job." The court dismissed Brittany's claims immediately, and she was terminated for misconduct. Ms. Lowe's reputation remained spotless, while Brittany's career was destroyed by her own deceit. Story 39. A small business owner, Carl, accused a former vendor, Jerome, of breaching their contract and stealing proprietary designs. Carl painted himself as a victim of corporate theft, claiming Jerome cost him millions. But Jerome's legal team presented email correspondence proving Carl had actually offered to sell the designs to Jerome first, with full consent, but later changed his mind after finding a new investor. Then came recorded phone calls where Carl threatened Jerome. "Either you pay me triple or I'll take you to court and cry theft." The judge dismissed the lawsuit immediately and ordered Carl to pay Jerome's legal fees. Carl's attempt to manipulate the legal system not only failed, but also permanently damaged his business reputation. Story 40. During a highly publicized wrongful conviction hearing, a woman named Stephanie accused a retired detective of planting evidence that led to her brother's incarceration. She sobbed about how their family was destroyed by the officer's corruption. However, mid-testimony, the defense introduced internal investigation reports and forensic evidence showing Stephanie herself had fabricated the supposed new evidence that pointed toward police misconduct. Phone records revealed she coordinated with a private investigator to alter crime scene photos and forge official documents, hoping to secure a payout from a lawsuit against the police department. The judge halted proceedings and ordered Stephanie's immediate arrest for evidence tampering and obstruction of justice. The detective's reputation was fully restored, while Stephanie's scheme collapsed in front of the cameras. Story 41. In a high-profile lawsuit, an aspiring musician named Cole accused his former producer, Victor, of sabotaging his debut album by deleting tracks and withholding royalties. Cole dramatically claimed his career was ruined before it even started. During Victor's defense, they introduced backup server data showing that Cole himself had deleted the files after receiving poor early reviews, hoping to pin the failure on Victor to break the contract. Then came recovered group chat messages where Cole bragged to friends, "When I sue him, I'll get full control of my masters. He won't see it coming." The judge dismissed the lawsuit on the spot and ordered Cole to pay damages for breach of contract, fraud, and defamation. Victor kept full ownership of the music, while Cole's scheme destroyed his own reputation. Story 42. A woman named Natalie sued her ex-husband Peter for emotional abuse and claimed he'd faked his finances to avoid paying higher alimony. She cried on the stand about being financially ruined. But Peter's attorney presented forensic accounting records that traced Natalie's secret offshore accounts. Bank transfers revealed she had been siphoning money from joint accounts for years without Peter's knowledge. Then, private messages surfaced where Natalie confessed to her sister, "I'm gonna cry broke. He'll never know where the real money is." The judge dismissed Natalie's claims and sanctioned her for financial fraud and perjury. Peter not only walked away without owing alimony, but was awarded restitution for her hidden theft. Story 43. In a workplace lawsuit, an employee named Jared accused his manager, Ms. Booker, of physical assault after a heated argument about work hours. Jared came to court with photos of bruises, claiming Ms. Booker attacked him in her office. However, Ms. Booker's lawyer brought forward time-stamped CCTV footage showing Jared leaving the office completely unharmed. Hours later, separate footage from a parking lot camera captured Jared meeting a friend who helped him apply fake bruises with makeup kits. Further text messages recovered from Jared's phone showed him rehearsing the story with friends days before filing the lawsuit. The judge immediately dismissed the case and referred Jared for prosecution for filing a false police report. Ms. Booker was fully exonerated while Jared's career was left in ruins. Story 44. A man named Simon sued his business partner, Dylan, for misappropriating funds from their joint venture. Simon tearfully claimed Dylan stole company money and blamed him to cover his own mistakes. Dylan's defense attorney presented financial audits showing that Simon had personally authorized every single transaction he claimed was theft. Even worse, Simon's private emails revealed his plan. "I'll pretend I was scammed, pin it all on Dylan, and walk with everything." The judge dismissed Simon's lawsuit immediately and ordered him to repay the embezzled funds. Dylan kept full ownership of the business while Simon was charged with fraud and attempted extortion. Story 45. A woman named Madison accused her former friend Clara of cyber-stalking and leaking intimate photos online. She cried in court, saying Clara was obsessed and trying to ruin her reputation. But Clara's attorney brought in digital forensics experts who proved the images were uploaded from Madison's own IP address. Further investigation showed that Madison had created fake accounts under Clara's name to stage the harassment. The final blow came from text messages Madison had sent to her boyfriend. "This lawsuit will bankrupt her. After everything, she deserves to lose." The judge dismissed Madison's lawsuit and had her arrested for cyber harassment, identity theft, and defamation. Clara's name was cleared completely as Madison's Fabricated Victim Act fell apart. Story 46. A man named Logan filed a civil suit against his homeowners association president, Mrs. Rivera, claiming she had harassed him with illegal fines and targeted him with discriminatory inspections. He portrayed her as a power-hungry bully who ruined his peace of mind. Midway through Logan's emotional testimony, Mrs. Rivera's attorney presented HOA board meeting recordings. In them, Logan was heard aggressively demanding special privileges, threatening the board with lawsuits if they didn't waive his violations, and even offering bribes to avoid penalties. Further, email records showed Logan had racked up fines by repeatedly ignoring agreed community rules and had lied about receiving warning notices, which he had simply deleted. The judge dismissed Logan's lawsuit instantly and fined him for filing a frivolous claim. Mrs. Rivera was fully exonerated as the entire HOA watched Logan's false victim act crumble before their eyes. Story 47. During a wrongful arrest lawsuit, a man named Bradley claimed a local police officer planted drugs in his vehicle during a routine stop. Bradley described emotional trauma, job loss, and public shame due to the false arrest. However, the officer's legal team introduced traffic stop body cam footage. It clearly captured Bradley reaching under his seat moments before the stop and attempting to hide a small bag, the same drugs he later accused police of planting. The prosecution also presented GPS data from Bradley's phone and text messages where he was arranging drug sales that night. The judge immediately dismissed the lawsuit and recommended charges for filing a false complaint and drug trafficking. Bradley's attempt to become a martyr collapsed completely in court. Story 48. A student named Rachel sued her college professor for sexual harassment, claiming he offered her better grades in exchange for personal favors. She cried while describing her fear of retaliation and academic sabotage. But the professor's attorney submitted dozens of emails Rachel had sent to the professor, repeatedly flirting and offering favors in exchange for grade changes, all of which he had professionally declined. Then came surveillance footage of Rachel trying to enter the professor's office late at night without authorization, followed by text messages where she told friends, "He rejected me, so now he's done." The court dismissed Rachel's claims immediately, and the university expelled her for fabricating evidence and filing a false complaint. The professor's career was saved, while Rachel's deceit was fully exposed. Story 49. A man named Victor accused his sister-in-law, Donna, of elder abuse, claiming she manipulated their aging father into rewriting his will to cut Victor out. He testified tearfully, painting Donna as a heartless gold digger. Donna's attorney presented video recordings from multiple family meetings, where the father, in sound mental health, explained his reasons for altering the will, largely due to Victor's years of financial irresponsibility and threats. Furthermore, phone records showed Victor had secretly tried to coerce his father into giving him power of attorney, offering bribes and issuing threats when the father refused. The judge upheld the will's validity, dismissed Victor's claim, and referred him for investigation into attempted coercion. Donna walked out legally protected, while Victor's false victimhood backfired hard. Story 50. An employee named Eric accused his company of disability discrimination after being fired, claiming they terminated him because of his medical condition rather than his performance. During cross-examination, the company's attorney presented evidence showing Eric had forged multiple medical documents. The real bombshell came when the physician whose name appeared on the letters testified, stating she had never treated Eric and that her signature had been copied from online samples. Additionally, surveillance footage from Eric's gym showed him performing strenuous workouts during periods he claimed to be completely disabled. The judge immediately dismissed Eric's case and referred him for criminal charges related to forgery, fraud, and perjury. The company's reputation remained intact while Eric faced serious legal consequences.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy. And honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.